A belated Merry Christmas to you and yours, and an early Happy New Year. I hope 2025 brings you lots of prosperity and happiness. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Boehm with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this, the final edition of American Radio Journal here in the year 2024. And, you know, rather than having an interview guest on, or rather than waxing about some of the drama that's happening in politics right now, I thought I'd take a step back and just kind of recoup a little bit, think back a little bit on what's gone on this year, and try to provide, I don't know, some semblance of sanity amid the chaos that was 2024. And I think I've got time here to give you my big three political lessons for the year, and we'll jump right into them. The first lesson is that Kamala Harris was a really bad candidate. Now, I'm still not really convinced that Donald Trump won the election so much as Harris just lost it. I mean, yes, Trump won. He got more votes. But she had a big lead in the polls not that long after she took over for Biden, and that lead just dwindled away. Basically, you might say that the more the American people got to know about Kamala Harris, the less they liked her. And it wasn't just in this campaign that that was true. I mean, that's what happened in 2020 as well, when she dropped out before the first primary even happened, even though she'd been one of the favorites in that race. So yeah, the more people get to know Kamala Harris, the less they like her. And that's a really difficult thing to deal with when you're a political candidate. Already, there are people talking about how she could make a political comeback and run again in 2028. And if the Democrats want to get anywhere near the White House in that next cycle, which I don't even want to think about yet, then they need to stay away from Kamala Harris. This should be the end of her political career. Now, at Reason, I like to think that we were some of the first to see Harris for who she is. That is, just an empty suit. We ran a cover story back in 2020 about all the reasons why she was a terrible candidate for the Democrats and for the country the first time around. And yeah, look, I get it. The Democrats didn't really have any better options by the time everything shook out. Biden deciding to drop out so late left no opportunity for a real primary, so they were basically stuck with her. But even so, I think the moment that really summed up the presidential campaign for me, maybe aside from the Trump assassination attempt, which was just completely beyond the pale and crazy, the other moment that summed up the presidential campaign for me was Harris's appearance on The View about a month before the election, when she was asked if she would do anything different than Joe Biden had done over the past 4 years. And she responded by saying that there was nothing she could think of. It was one of those moments that wasn't just a gaffe. It was a gaffe that revealed something deeper, a deeper truth. And in this case, that deeper truth was that Harris was a terrible politician with few ideas, and she struggles to articulate the ones that she does have. And despite all of that, she still nearly lucked her way into being the first female president in United States history. Who could have seen that coming? Keep that thought in mind, because we'll come back to it. The second lesson of 2024 is that it's still the economy, stupid. That's the infamous phrase that James Carville used to describe Bill Clinton's surprising upset in the 1992 presidential election. And it's been repeated billions of times since then, I'm sure. But you know what? It still holds up. Joe Biden inherited an economy that was not doing very well because of the pandemic, and things are certainly much better in 2024 than they were in 2021. That should be a trajectory that spells re-election, but for obvious reasons, it wasn't. And the biggest one, of course, was inflation. People really, really don't like inflation. And for good reason. It makes you feel like you're getting poorer, and no one wants that. Unfortunately for Biden, it was many of his decisions to spend recklessly, especially in the first 2 years that he was in office, that fed fuel to the inflation fire. And the thing about inflation is that once it gets going, it's really difficult and quite painful to slow down. I mean, heck, we still haven't gotten back to pre-pandemic levels of month-to-month inflation, and that's probably going to be a problem for Trump at some point. At least it's something that he and his advisors should be keeping an eye on, because it's the economy, stupid. It doesn't just apply to Democratic presidents. It applies to Republican administrations and Republican Congresses, too. Trump will have to deliver on the promises that he's made. Lower taxes, lower regulation, better economic growth. Those are the things people voted for, and those are the things they're going to want to see. Of course, there's plenty of time for that. We're focused for now on the past, at least a bit, because I think my third lesson is one that really does carry over into the future. And that one is, we don't know what's going to happen. We just don't. I think political pundits spend too much time forecasting and prognosticating about what's going to come around the bend next. And frankly, that makes sense, because people want to know the future. That's been true for just about all of human history. But we don't know the future. Maybe Donald Trump will be a disaster for the country. Maybe the debt finally hits a level that's just unsustainable and really bad things start to happen. Maybe he'll be a lot better than anyone expects. I'm open to both those possibilities and lots of others in between. But anyone who tells you with any certainty from the standpoint of late December 2024 what's going to happen in the next 4 years, good or bad, well, that person is lying to you. We don't know what's going to come next. And I think the last year just bears that out. Who could have predicted Trump's political comeback after where he was 4 years ago? It was a nearly unprecedented, maybe it is an unprecedented thing in American history. Who could have predicted that assassination attempt that very nearly ended his campaign and his life in July? That would have, again, been a nearly or perhaps totally unprecedented event in American history. Yeah, there have been assassinations before, but never one quite like that. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But who could have predicted even the most obvious in retrospect of political events in 2024, which was Joe Biden dropping out of the presidential race? You could kind of see that coming. It was certainly a possibility when this year began, but I don't think anybody had any certainty that it would happen. I don't think it was the odds-on favorite that it would happen until almost the moment that it did. So we just don't know. And honestly, that's okay. As we head into 2025, let's all try to have a little more humility and be a little more humble. Let's remember to be flexible and let events play out. And let's remember, of course, to double check anything we repost on social media to make sure it's actually true. And always be prepared for the unexpected if that's a thing you can do. So for me, to you, and everyone else out there listening, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I hope many, many happy returns to you and your loved ones in the new year. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me next year on another edition of American Radio Journal.